weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Been promising you some live music for most of the afternoon, and I'm pleased to welcome back Brian Causton to Cambridge 105. But you've acquired a band again.
I've started. Well, yeah, we've known each other for a long time, but this band's very new. So
okay, well let's introduce everybody so we know who's speaking to start off with.
I'm Penny McLaren Walker.
I'm Hector Ringtone.
I'm John Kamalama.
I'm suspicious of some of these names already, actually, but I won't go down that line of questioning.
Just the one, yes.
So, how does a band come together? I don't want to say at your age, because you're probably not too far off from my age, but how does it work? You've been I've known you predominantly as a solo artist, but you've had bands before, and I've seen you playing with Penny as well.
Yeah, and with Melody, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, this band happened because, strangely enough, all four of us are in a bigger band, a six-piece band, and they had a gig they couldn't do. So the four of us said, we'll do it. And we so enjoyed playing that it's just snowballed from there, really.
And did you end up doing a different style to the that other band?
Totally
Because of the needs of fewer people?
Absolutely, totally. I mean, we actually took the gig and we were going to do it in the same style. And that band has a drummer as well. And we had a depth drummer. It just wasn't working. So literally 2 days before, we started saying, what can we play and what can we play? And it just, everything we played just worked. So, you know, and it's gone in a very different way from the other band.
And where did you draw the material from? Things you'd written yourselves or traditional items?
So there's an element of traditional in there. A lot Penny has written. Steve's written
some silly songs.
Some silly songs as well, and, you know, Campbell.
And Campbell brings the beer, so we share out the responsibilities.
Yeah, and perfectly acceptable plan.
Yeah, and strangely enough, I've written less for this band than anything else I've done. I do more of the playing in this band, so not the writing.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to play now. We'll get a few songs in from you before 6 o'clock. What's the first one?
It's a song called Wild Winds, which is one of Penny's songs. And yeah, it's semi-country bluesy, something called.
Okay, off we go.
We like to call it Gloriana, because we're not sure of the genre.
There was a stream flowing down the road, flowing down the road. I wish there was a stream, I wish there was a stream flowing down the road, flowing down the road. But I travel, I don't Wish I was an ocean. Wish I was an ocean. Under the sky. Under the sky. Wish I was an ocean. I wish I was an ocean. Under the sky. I'm not an ocean. Under the sky, I'm bound to travel. I'm bound to travel till the seas run dry. Till the seas run dry. Till the seas run dry.
Thank you very much indeed. I enjoyed that. That's pretty good. Boxwood Cheesemen, then. How do you come by such a name?
It's the Boxwood Chessmen.
Chessmen? Yes. Oh, I think it says chess here as well. I need to switch my glasses. Okay, I'll start the question again. Boxwood Chessmen, how do you get a name like that?
Well, it was Campbell's suggestion, because I play a MIDI melodeon. The harmonica is not MIDI, but the melodeon I play has to be plugged in, which we talked about when we came in. The batteries I keep for the melodeon are kept in an old box that had chessmen in, and so it was the Boxwood Chessmen.
I like that. That's the best explanation for a band's name I've heard since Fred's House. It's brilliant.
You'll have to tell us what Fred's House is. I've always wondered.
Do you not know that the first rehearsal was in a house? Belonged to Fred.
It does
what it says on the tin. So I think the longer version of the story, but that's the synopsis. Look, we'll ask you to play some more in a few moments' time. Got to do some travel and ads and all that sort of stuff, and also find out where people can see you playing live as well, other than next to the Mill Road Cemetery in a radio studio in Gwydir Street. It's 18 away from 6.
Cambridge 105 Travel.
Take a look then, see what's happening as far as roads are concerned. M11 going northbound to start off with. Queuing traffic following that earlier broken down vehicle between junction 11 and junction 12. I think they might have shortened a little bit the delays there since we last spoke. All the lanes have reopened there now. A14, slow traffic still, and that's a reflection really of the problems on the M11. So you'll be delayed westbound between junction 31 at Girton and junction 24 at Godmanchester. A14, both directions, Huntingdon, a heavy traffic there around junction 23, the Spittles interchange. Congestion back to junction 22 at Brampton. No particular incidents on the stretch, just sheer weight of traffic. A couple for you, I'll do them together, the A1198 and the A428 at Papworth Everard and Caxton Gibbet. Problems really around Airman Street North and Airman Street South. Where the temporary traffic lights, which they weren't able to put on the Trumpington Road, have been sent to. Well, possibly anyway. Around the city this afternoon, looking at the city map, not too bad. I've seen it a lot worse, it has to be said. Some spots of congestion here and there. Nothing too much to worry about, I guess. Hills Road, worth calling out, close to the Fendon Road and the Addenbrookes Hospital roundabout. Also, Trumpington Road, which does have a few sets of temporary traffic lights on, that might slow you down. Other than that, just spits and spots, some parts, but you won't be held up by the looks of things for too long. No problems on the buses this evening. On the trains, no problems there either. Cambridge 105 Travel. We'll update you again just before six.
Cambridge 105 Travel.
Cambridge 105.
Oakington Garden Centre is a family-owned business with an extensive range of plants and garden supplies. Oakington Garden Centre will give you free, expert advice on all your gardening questions in friendly, comfortable surroundings. We're open all year round, have a beautiful cafe serving breakfast and lunch with real home-style cooking, and the best bit, easy, free parking. Call us now on Cambridge 234818. Check out our website, oakingtongardencentre.co.uk, or why not just pay us a visit. We're just 2 minutes from the A14. Oakington Garden Centre. Everything for your home and garden.
Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month.
I'm Debs from Tom's Trust. We are Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month for April. To find out more about us, listen to our podcast online at cambridge105.co.uk.
To nominate your organisation, email charity at cambridge105.co.uk.
Just a quick line from Sky News. A German judge has approved an arrest warrant against an Iraqi detained after the attack on a bus carrying Borussia Dortmund players. You'll remember that I think the German authorities have decided he wasn't involved in that particular attack, but they're investigating other terrorist links that he may have. So we'll update you on that at six if we can. In the meantime, we have live music from the Boxwood Chessmen, he said, without notes largely. That's the new band from Brian Causton and assorted people who, I guess, if you follow the folk scene in and around Cambridge, you will be familiar with many of them. When can people see you, though, playing as a quartet?
Local to here, we're at Ely Eel Festival on the 7th of July. Then we're at the Ely Folk Festival after that.
That's the 7th of July.
And that's in July. Bishop Stortford, 27th. I'm trying to pick the local ones. Royston Folk Club is in August, so...
And where are you playing which isn't local, which is... not because necessarily people can leave Cambridge and go there when they can see you at some of the nearer venues, but...
We're doing...
Treat us how far you get.
We're playing in Sheringham, Tintern Abbey in Wales.
Right.
King's Lynn, Hertfordshire, St Albans. We've been really lucky since this band's been launched. You know, people have been asking us to do gigs, so it's very good.
It's been great fun.
We've just been lucky.
Fair enough. I think the things you can make your own luck, really, with these kind of things. A couple more songs, then. What is next?
The next one's called... which one is it?
Bring Me Wine.
Bring Me Wine.
And it's another one of Penny's songs.
I think there's quite a lot of people thinking about that on their drive home, maybe. 2, 3, 4, 8, 8. Bring me wine, the grape and the fine. I was lost, travelled the wrong roads, paid a high cost. I had followed my heart, it was too young to know. Your heart often tells you the wrong way to go. Bring me wine, the grape and the vine. Let my mind play lazy for my darling, the hop and the barley. Let him lie down easy. Thank you.
came to the crossroads, had to decide to go back where I'd been or to go for the ride. It's a good thing I didn't rely on my heart. I'd have gone to the place where I was at the start. Bring me wine, the grape and the vine. Let my mind play lazy for my darling, the hop and the barley. Let him lie down easy. Dream is as easy to break as your heart. You can't win the race if you can't find the start. Beware of advice and avoid at all cost the users and losers you knew in the past. Bring me wine, the grape and the vine. Let him lie down easy. Beware of advice and avoid at all costs the users and losers you knew in the past. If you don't turn the key, then the doors remain closed. Take a risk, take a chance, or you'll never know. Bring me wine, the grape and the vine. Let my mind play lazy for my darling, the hop and the barley. Let him lie down easy for my darling, the hop and the barley. Let him lie down easy.
Very good. I had to swing a microphone around there. Very, very good indeed. Really enjoyed that. And I don't know, but between... I sometimes feel you see younger bands doing it and people popping up in other lineups. Do you also continue solo careers? There's other group that you mentioned as well, Brian, at the start.
Yeah, we all play in various things as well. I play in four bands that I know of.
And what happens to the bands if you like go in waves insofar as you have a run of gigs for one and then it's a run of gigs for another?
It does go a bit like that, but more recently it's, you know, if that date's covered by one band, then that's off the calendar and everybody shuffles around a bit, you know.
Right.
It's a bit like musical jigsaw.
Or chess.
It's
or
not.
Chess.
Yeah, it's not caused us any problems as yet. I mean, maybe it'd be lovely if it did cause us a problem, because that means
it means doing really,
getting,
really well.
But as I say, this band is getting bookings, you know, I won't say quite easily, but it's remarkable for us, you know.
And can you pin it down as to what it is? You know, the lineup, or is it the combination, if you like, and the sum of the parts?
I think part of it is that we've gone the popularist route.
We've always helps.
It came out of that first
except
gig.
On this show.
It came out of that first gig where we had to do what we knew, and we found that it worked for us as musicians and worked for an audience. So. It's a winning formula before we've even started, really.
I suppose if there's an 80s artist who comes to Corn Exchange for the sake of argument and performs a few songs from their new album, people don't want to hear the new songs from the new album. They actually want to hear the hits they bought back in the day.
Yeah, except we are. I mean, Penny in particular is writing a lot of our material. So it's not like we're doing lots of covers, some traditional stuff that people are going to be familiar with. But for the most part, it's of a style, I think, that people are familiar with.
There's still very much, Penny, to your work. There's very much a traditional style to it, even if the song has just been written in the past few weeks. It still feels that it's bringing the tradition back as well.
I hope so. That's the plan. But it just depends what falls out on the day, to be honest. So I'm a bit of a sponge musically, so it depends what I've been listening to and what the band's been listening to as well. So and it's just great fun. It's easy.
One of the things that has pleased us a lot is, I have to be careful because there's another radio station in Cambridge, but it's a student radio station. And what's been really nice is they've been playing our stuff. So one minute you're getting, you know, the students from Angular Ruskin College, and they're playing their tracks, you know, which are very sort of modern, and then they've latched on to us as well, which is lovely, you know.
It's very flattering.
You do get these sort of strange, when, you know, you speak to the young artists who are coming in here for some, or Melody is possibly a good example. It's the parents' music or older brothers that just throws up some really strange combination. Who do you like? The answer comes about the Doors. It's like, how?
What's really nice is when Melody started, it was like, oh, you know, your dad was a musician, and now people say, oh, you're Melody's dad. You know, it's like kind of Melody's a star now. You know?
Oh, dear.
Which is great.
We've sort of got time for one more. It can have a very, very quick one, I'm afraid, if you want to do that for us.
Yeah, this is called Come Home to Me.
Come Home to Me, yeah.
And it's very quick.
I'll play it fast.
One, two, three, four.
Watching the clock.